This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Researchers have found that there's a compassion fade where sympathy for one person in a tragedy does not even extend to two people, much less hundreds or thousands. They also found that people were less inclined to provide aid for one person if they heard that a second person required assistance but could not be helped. In large-scale efforts, many reduced contributions because they felt their aid was a drop in the bucket. Seems we're wired for one, not many. Newspaper staffs are down 40% since 2003. Within a year, surgeons at Johns Hopkins hope to perform the first penis transplant in the United States on one of the many young soldiers to suffer genital injuries in a bomb blast in Afghanistan. Former President Jimmy Carter has announced that recent brain scans found no evidence of cancer. The Justice Department is going to be investigating the Chicago police given recent activity. Walmart was one of the only retail stores, food stores, to fulfill its pledge to Michelle Obama's Partnership for a Healthier America by building or renovating 392 stores in food deserts. Despite pressure to hold down costs, the salaries of the presidents of private colleges continued to soar with a 5.6% hike between 2012 and 2013 and a median paycheck of $436,000. President Obama, in a speech from the Oval Office, moved to reassure Americans that we can prevail over terrorism. Of the 14 people killed in last week's shooting in San Bernardino, California, 10 were SEIU members, the union said. SEIU 721, the Los Angeles-based local that represented the victims, said at least another three of its members were injured in the massacre in San Bernardino. The union said it would be hosting a candlelight vigil with other labor groups to mourn the victims. Government opponents surged to a rare victory in key congressional elections in Venezuela, framed by the country's deep economic crisis, claiming a legislative majority for the first time in years, and handling a significant setback to the heirs of former President Hugo Chavez and his socialist-inspired movement. Supreme Court declined to hear a challenge to an Illinois ordinance that bans some arms by name, including AR-15s and AK-47s, as well as large-capacity magazines. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action on issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.